Hey, it's Sky here, and you're about to listen to the Bandit About podcast series. Bandit
About. Welcome to the Bandit About podcast series. My name is Dice Spillane, and today I will be interviewing another of the performers who will be appearing at the Port Noarlunga Blues Festival this year in November. She's a 2 times SA Blues Awards Female Vocalist of the Year, whose powerhouse vocals have earned rave reviews and a devoted following of fans both here in Australia and overseas. Having previously performed at the Port Noarlunga Blues Festival in duo mode with her partner and fellow Sky Blue Band member, Damien Steele Scott, together they entertain the audience by performing a selection of blues and rock classics. In 2021, my guest performed at the festival with her deep rock and blues outfit, Sky Blue, whose band members include some of the finest musicians from the South Australian music scene. So without further ado, it is time for me to introduce the fabulous Sky. Welcome, Sky, and thank you for making some time to chat with me today.
No problem at all. No, it's great to have a chat, and it's wonderful weather outside, so I'm happy to be looking out my window at the sun shining and no rain.
Oh, it's lovely out there, isn't it? I love this weather. I love spring. You know, summer gets a bit too hot. Winter's just too cold, way too cold. I'd like to get a bit of background information from you first. So I'm going to start by asking, when did you and your partner Damien first begin performing together as a duo?
I don't even know what the year was. It was before we got together. So it'd probably be about 16 years ago now, I guess.
Yeah.
We started playing together because I needed a guitarist, and Damien said, well, I can play a little bit of guitar, because he's actually a bass player predominantly. And he said, well, I can play a bit of guitar, and we sort of put a little demo together, and I already had gigs lined up, and yeah, we started gigging and started getting more and more work together and went, oh, well, this works well.
Yeah.
Let's do this. And then, yeah, it sort of developed from there. And then I got so used to working with him, of course, that it was hard to work with anyone else on guitar because he basically read each other, you know, okay, you want to do that song? Yeah, that's the song I was thinking of. Or you want to go to that section? Or, you know, when I'm having a tired voice day, he knows what key to change things to. And, you know, he just reads things before I even have to say anything, which is always nice. I mean, I've got lots of other fabulous muso friends as well that I work with a lot, but we're pretty in sync now after this long playing together and living together and not killing each other. So.
Well, that's a good thing too, right?
Yeah, that's a good thing, definitely.
That sounds great. Yeah, perfect. Now, I know that you've performed during the festival's main event, and that was in 2021 at the Arts Centre with your band, Sky Blue.
Oh, yeah.
I was there. It was absolutely fabulous.
Yeah, that was great.
So you performed there with your band, and last year it was Sky and Damo who performed at the Keg and Barrel, and that was followed by Agatha's Cafe on the Saturday afternoon.
Oh, that's right. That was great. I had a ball doing those two shows. It was really fun because I don't think, well, we sort of didn't stick to the usual sort of bluesy genre, and we kind of went a little off cuff, and I ended up yodeling, and it was all great fun, and the whole place was just having an absolute blast. Yeah, I had a great time last year. It was really, really good fun. Brain forgot about last year. Last year was a long time ago.
True. Yeah, nearly 12 months.
Oh, exactly. Funny that.
Okay, because I was going to ask you, of your performances, so you've done, you know, the band and you've done the duo there, which one's been your favourite or the most memorable for you?
I always have a good time with the band.
Yeah.
I do. I mean, it's one of those things where you sort of get absorbed with, it sounds kind of bad in a way, but absorbed with what the band's doing, and you forget that there's other people in the room as well, apart from the energy that's going on stage. And you get wrapped up in that, and then all of a sudden I'll open my eyes and go, oh, that's right, you guys are here. I better jump off the stage and go and annoy someone in the audience. And then my persona, Sky, she comes out and she takes over and occasionally gets me into trouble, you know, dancing on tables that the staff aren't really prepared for. Or the band is definitely one of my favourites. But in saying that, it's also nice to strip things back with the duo where, you know, if you're not wanting to be slammed in the face by the band, you can just hear my voice, hear some nice, sweet guitars, solos and things without it being so in your face with the band. So it's a different dog, kind of different dog, different leg action kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. I know that people do really enjoy it when you go out into the audience and you get amongst them and start dancing and that sort of thing. Yeah.
But then, you know, I don't really do that so much with the duo. Occasionally I do. Depends how many tequila shots there's been
beforehand. How late in the day it is.
Yeah. How late in the day it is, exactly, exactly.
Yeah. Fair enough too. So what do you enjoy the most about playing at this festival?
I think it's the different people. It's a really broad range of folks that come, especially the difference between the daytime shows and the nighttime shows. And it's a really broad range of people that I like to perform for. I don't like all of one lot of people. I like, you know, having some young ones, some country folks, some older folks, some older country folk, and just mixing it up. And I think that's something great about that festival, that everyone is kind of welcome and everyone, you know, from all different age groups and backgrounds and things all come. And they don't necessarily know what they're getting into for the music. They just go, oh, let's go check this out. You know, it's happening on the street. Let's see what this is all about. And there'll be like mums with kids and little kids that have probably never seen live music before. And the little kids are having a great time, you know, just going, what's this? This is great. And they'll sit there usually standing right in front of Damien and his guitar and just stare with little glazed over eyes going, wow.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I really love that it's just a real broad spectrum of people.
Yeah, it's lovely.
Mm.
And as you were saying, it's really great to see the young kids getting up and dancing and watching the band and that sort of thing. Yeah, they love it, don't they?
They do, definitely.
And it's nice to have somewhere that is also welcoming.
Yeah,
for kids,
for everyone.
Families and things as well. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it's
definitely
got a great feel to it, that's for sure.
Mm. Yeah, and it's such a great spot as well.
Oh, it's beautiful down there.
And by the end of October? No. Yes. No, November. The weather is starting to be pretty spesh down that way. So, yeah, it's just great to be a part of, and outside or inside. You get to see it from the inside or enjoy it from the outside.
Yeah, true.
Hmm.
When you're down there and not performing, what do you like to go and have a look at?
Well, my other half is an avid photographer. He gets his cameras out, so it'll usually be photographs of anything and everything. I've taken an interest to it as well, so we both sort of go and take photos of things and anything and everything, and then have the music playing in the background from all the different places we stroll past. And usually, though, unfortunately, we usually have a gig straight after to get to, we can't even enjoy, just sit back and relax. But yeah, usually we've got another gig. But down that way, yeah, it's nice to just walk past all the different places that have music around, and you can sort of hear everything. And got a bunch of photos last year. We just sort of wandered around and got some photos, and then we had to race off back to the city and do a gig at Slim's, I think, that night. So always busy, always busy.
Always busy, yeah. So what can your fans expect to hear when Sky and Damo perform this year?
Well, I'm one of those people that likes to fly by the seat of my pants. We don't overly plan because we like to see who shows up and make it a surprise for them.
Judge it by the audience, yeah.
Exactly, make it a surprise for them and us. I mean, as I said, because we cover so many different genres in things, I mean, I'm a writer, so I write, and my stuff's kind of soul, blues, country kind of vibe. So there'll be some of my original stuff in there. There'll be definitely some, you know, standard bluesy kind of things. And then, as I said, we may throw in a yodel. You just don't know what you're going to get.
You never know until you go.
Exactly, exactly. You have to show up to work it out.
Yeah, excellent.
Hi, it's Peter Allen here from the Honey Badgers. We're really looking forward to playing this year's Port Nalunga Blues Festival. The festival starts on Friday 24th right through to Sunday the 26th. And the Honey Badgers will be at the Bowling Club on River Road on the Friday night, along with Phil Manning from the legendary Chain. Kicks off the night at 7 p.m. Then we've got Mojo Dingo, good friends of ours, on at 8:20. And then it's the Honey Badgers. We hit the stage at 9:40 p.m. And from there on, wow. Anything's possible. So head on down to the Blues Festival website and grab your tickets. The boys will be looking forward to seeing you there.
What do you have coming up after the festival?
Ooh, what have we got? We've got all sorts of things. I mean, we play in all sorts of places. And I mean, I've got so many different lineups. I've got Sky Blue and Kick-Ass Cowgirls, which is great fun. We play in a bunch of different places, and that's with one of my besties, Gab, and she's awesome. So we do that, which is high energy, all sorts of fun. So if you haven't seen Kick-Ass Cowgirls, that's one to come and see. We've got a Christmas carols thing that we're doing where they said, oh, yeah, we want you to do Christmas carols, but can you do them a bit more funky. So going to have to work out how to make good King Wenceslas funky. Okay. So, yeah, there's that. And then we're playing at Dugstock 4, which is great fun. And that's with my band called Custard Pie, which is like a Led Zeppelin, ZZ Top, Deep Purple, Free, all of that sort of music. So 70s rock, funky rock stuff, which is great fun. And yeah, and then our usual sort of fun places with the Workers with Sky Blue and Memphis Slims with myself and Damien, and we're at Shotguns as well, which is the ground level. And yeah, then we're just all over the place. Finally finished, I think, about all the travelling we've been doing. We've been travelling lots lately, which has been great fun because we've got a really fun car. But
home.
Yeah. Looking forward to being home for a little bit. Yeah, got 4 days off this week, which is very exciting. I plan on just walking the dog and watching crap television or just junky old movies, 80s movies, and walk the dog. That's about the extent of my hope for achieving anything this week.
Well, that sounds perfect. Oh, great stuff.
Hmm.
Do you have plans on releasing a new album maybe next year?
Definitely. Stefan has been bugging me about, Stefan Hout was bugging me about that. He said, when I finish this tour, we're going to do something. You got to do some new stuff.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah, well, I've written a whole heap of stuff. I just haven't bothered, you know. But I'm definitely going to be looking at doing some of the stuff that I'd written over the last few years. And then I want to do some new stuff with a bit of a new vibe of things that I won't give away just yet, but new take on Sky.
We like scoops here. We like them.
Yeah. Just a new take. Some genres I kind of don't, well, one of them, you know, I get to attack, but, you know, just getting a bit heavier and nastier and dirtier with it all. So yeah, I'm hoping to get that definitely done next year. But the first idea of the year, the sort of most, my usual kind of style, more about the lyrics and the soul sort of side of things, will definitely be coming out next year. I have to do it. It's been too long.
It has.
Way too long.
It has.
Yep.
Well, way I'm sure that your fans are going to be very excited when they hear this.
Yeah. News to me as
well. They'll keep bugging you and then you'll just have to do it.
Have to just do it. You said you'd do it, so
and
you better do it.
We've got the recording and...
Exactly.
You put it out there now, girl.
Exactly. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, Damien's going to be surprised to hear this
one.
He is. Oh, really?
We are, are we?
Yes,
dear, we are, yes.
Yes, exactly, exactly.
That sounds really good. Well, you've got so much coming up, which is wonderful.
Yeah.
Now, is there anything else that you'd like to share with us before we wind up today's chat?
No, just come along to the gig. It's going to be great fun. Can't wait to play the show and see where... As I said, where it takes us, you never know. So that's on the 26th of November, and there's a couple of other great acts on as well. So I think everyone should get their buns there, and it should be a really good afternoon of music. I think we're on at the end, and Kelly's on.
Yeah, she's on at 2 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's on at the beginning, and
AP and Winston at 3:20.
AP and Winston.
Mm-hmm. And you're on at 4:40.
Yep. I'm glad you know. I just have the vague ones in my brain. So, yeah, so that'll be really cool. Yeah, always fun.
Always fun.
Always fun.
Yeah. Well, mm-hmm. I'm sure everybody's looking forward to it. It's going to be a fabulous day down there with lots of wonderful entertainment going on. Thank you again, Sky, for chatting with me today.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Be nice to have a little bit of a chat, give people a bit of an insight into what you'll be doing this year, and of course that wonderful new album that's coming out next year.
The wonderful new album that's coming out next year, yeah.
Yeah.
I better finish writing it and recording it.
Yeah, well, you've got to break the news to the other half first. Yes.
Yep, definitely surprised.
Been my absolute pleasure to have you today. Thank you again, Sky.
All right, thank you so much. Cheers.
If you'd like to come along and see Sky and Damo performing this year at the festival, they will be at the Southport Surf Club on Sunday, the 26th of November, at what is going to be a fantastic afternoon of blues and roots music. And as Sky mentioned already, it's going to be featuring three great artists, and it's kicking off at 2 o'clock. Tickets are available through Tribooking for $40 for general admission and $35 for concession card holders. Well, that brings me to the end of the Banded About podcast series. Make sure that you tune back in next week to hear me chat with a special guest. who I'm sure many of you would love to listen to. So until then, it's goodbye from me, Dice Belaine, Bandit About, proudly supporting live music. Bye.